Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. V with Love Show. We're glad you joined us this evening. We're doing this in the middle, of a live recording here with our youth pastor and leaders of Unfailing Love Ministry. And we're really talking about stuff with little children and stuff for the children to come unto us. We're here with us all the whole time and allow you to join the conversation. We're just going to keep moving because we are making sure that our young people are fortified and lifted up and educated and deal with them and to make a difference in the world, to have a life that feel with abundance and become the fortified and strong champion leaders that we need move for the lift up and prayer. I just invite you to join our conversation. Father God, we just thank you for this broadcast, Dr. V with Love. We thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is really the commentator tonight. He's directing us, he's leading us, and guiding us into all truth. He's equipping us and helping us to be all that we need to be. And Father God, we just ask you to be in the midst of the conversation tonight. Father God, we submit our minds and our hearts and our spirits to you and your leading and your direction. Thank you for those who will be listening now that we're going from it, for those who might call in and in. Father God, we just invite them to the conversation now or later. And this is in Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen.
Okay, we're live. We'll keep talking.
Definitely understand.
Mike, what's my name? He played football in the champion, the bowl star. But yeah, my dog. My dog used to run through my house, messing with my bed. And now he's a champion. But those are the kids. They just talk about the lines and what they get. I just talk to them boys. I chased them with my dog. One time, I came out after the running out of my house, running my feet. And he told me to put up in the driveway. And I put up in the driveway. Had my belt in my hand, I got up, some cats and run. And then one dude, they went around about the pump, they ran through the back, drove around my head, took their shirt off, and they ain't supposed to see. Dude, y'all be in my house by the time, I'm not gonna know where you are. But after that, if you get a new response, like, you be honest with me, I ain't got time for this. And they be like, you know, big daddy, you got it. We started. We started. And then come your friend, they can pick your children.
Thank you.
Not because
Don't hold them back. Let them come and learn about the kingdom of God. that's what I said. I mean, the worry that old inventory was too long.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, stop with them. They're not going to be bad enough. So make them have a hard time. Some of that doesn't make sense. So that old age is kind of too there, but really means ball and back. Keep them, they go back to the pocket, keep them what they need to do. Make them what they like. And they want to get it. No, that's what I see, how I see that. And
lady, what do you say? What say ye?
Okay, guys, it's a process. When I think of it's not the only but I think the same thing is knowing how to and then come to have to but if it all is salvation, healing, that's whatever it is.
They've been abandoned by parents. Their parents have, you know, put drugs in front of